What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. We're going to talk about some tech. This show is always brought to you by TruckDriverBooks.com, an audiobook that will help new drivers. All right, go to TruckDriverBooks.com if you'd like help getting into the trucking industry and like to do it the right way. All right, guys, TruckDriver101.com. Let's get down to business. Now, here's the thing. I use Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge currently. Before that, I had the HTC M8. Before, I like the HTC M8. The problem with that phone is the touchscreen sensitivity is a bitch. But it's actually not the worst phone in the world. It's not very intuitive, though. However, I've always used OtterBox cases, and I've always liked OtterBox cases. And my current phone, my brand new one, is the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge. I got this phone because it was the biggest phone out at the time. I could have got the Samsung Galaxy Note, but the problem with the Note for me was that it has a frozen memory. You can't add memory. Like right now on my Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge, I have 71 gigabytes of memory, which means I could throw a movie on there. I could throw a lot of music on there. I can, you know what I mean? I could do a lot. As far as music and stuff, I go through, I'm a YouTube Red person. I know some people laugh at that. Some people think it's stupid. But since I post videos, I don't feel bad about it. You know what I mean? I like it. I don't like the YouTube material. I personally think they should charge all creators because that way we could maybe get some more functionality and guarantees, you know, a little more protection. But that's my little opinion on that. But yeah, and so I use the music off of that and I download it onto the SD card, and that's really super cool. And I got a bunch of music, obviously, that way able to stream. But anyway, I would only have 32 gigs if I had the Samsung Galaxy Note. So I got the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge, and you guys need to fucking shorten these names. But but anyway, I was hoping for the OtterBox case. They don't have a case for it. They've got the commuter case, which isn't that good, and they've got the symmetry cases, which is okay. The symmetry case is a single case that hooks onto the back, and it protects the case. It does an okay job. I've dropped it a few times. It does protect the phone. I have to give it that. As far as the phone goes, the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge has some flaws. I have below my selfie picture, there is a dot. That is a flaw in the screen. Lots of people have had this issue. And also, I have a line across my screen that I can see sometimes. So other than the big-ass screen issues, I guess, because I bought an experimental screen, it's only the second one I think they've made. Other than that, though, it's a great phone. It's faster. It's better. The Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge has a better camera, way better camera. I take great pictures. And it's just overall a better phone than my HTC M8. However, that being said, back to OtterBox. OtterBox has pissed me off. Come on, OtterBox. What's up, man? Why you playing me like this? I mean, OtterBox is one of the best case manufacturers in the United States of America. They make the best cases. Everybody else hollers, military grade, military grade. I've dropped your cases. Your military grade obviously doesn't match up to theirs. And I don't know if they're military grade or not, but if you get an OtterBox case, it is like a brick. Now, OtterBox cases are made out of polymers, I think is the correct word. I'm not sure, but it's like a plastic, rubbery plastic. And that rubbery plastic over time will wear down. But that's the only flaw I have with their cases. They keep a phone perfect. My Samsung, my HTC, and my Samsung, for the most part, are well protected. The problem with the Samsung is I want the Defender case because the Defender case is a complete cover. The HTC M8 that I have is completely covered from head to toe with a protective case, including a screen cover. I mean, I've seen people drop it in the water. I've seen people drop it out of cars, and especially like my mother's older. So, you know, she needs a good case because, you know, you get older, you drop stuff. She was bent over going in her purse and she dropped her phone. And it just hit the concrete, right? Literally, it was an acrylic case, which means it's like clear plastic, and it broke. It broke, and it was a clear plastic case, military grade, right? I've dropped my mother's dropped her Samsung. We also had the same phone, HTC M8, and that phone, she dropped it a million times with that OtterBox case on it, and it stayed together all the time. It is the best case. OtterBox is the best case manufacturer in the world, people. But they aren't making a case for my Samsung Galaxy S7, and I don't know why. So, my S7 Edge. So, If you're looking, if you're in my boat and you're looking for a really good case, I'll give you a suggestion. Now, I got my mother the MEI case, and I believe the company is called Rusco. I believe it's a China company. I believe they're from China. But the company itself is actually a really good manufacturer of cases. I think it's the MI Love case. Let me put that in my search here. Give me a second. Oops. That W-E, you fool. E. And, yep, it brings it up. And it is an extreme protection case. In fact, they have a new case for it. They also make cases for Samsung. Well, everybody. Samsung, Sony, HTC, everybody. They're great cases, in my opinion. The cases have to be screwed together. They're a heavy-duty case. You can find a couple reviews on YouTube, and they are a really heavy-duty case. But they, and they also, so the company's called, I believe I'm going to say this wrong because I'm horrible with names like this, but it's R-O-U-K-O-S. So I'm thinking Rusco? Ruscos? I'm probably saying that wrong. But it is the Love MEI case. Love MEI case. That is a great case, especially if you're a truck driver. Now, the flaw with this case is it doesn't have a screen protector. That's why I'm hoping on OtterBox. OtterBox has a screen protector. But I can definitely suggest the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge by Ruscos on is the Love MEI case. And it's a great case. It has to be screwed together. It is a heavy-duty case. Been dropped several times already. My mother's a very drop-worthy person. And it has stayed together. So that's a little suggestion for cases. Now, when you're a truck driver, one of the things you're going to find out is, like I have, that Bluetooth with your radio sucks. So lately what I've been doing is plugging in, using a wire. Now, at the truck stops, they have what's called a tough wire. Don't waste your time on that. That thing broke on me in a week. You can go to any truck stop. You'll see it. Excuse me, guys. So it's called the tough wire. And the tough wire sucks. If you really want to get a good connection, just go get you something that's reasonably priced. Because they're going to break. But the reason I hook up that way all the time, the reason I prefer to hook up that way through a auxiliary jack is because, one, you get louder music. Two, you're not running down your battery. And you don't have to worry about, you know, how much power you have. And three, it just makes everything a little bit easier because I don't have to fiddle around with menus and shit. I can get going when I get to my truck. So, you know, I would recommend plugging in. Now, my backup Bluetooth speaker I use is something I use. It's called the Eco X Gear. They have small ones. They have big ones. They have huge ones, like 100-some bucks, and they got small ones. The best place to get a good price on these is actually Costco. If you have a Costco membership or you know somebody with a Costco membership, you definitely would come out better buying it there at Costco. The Eco X Gear speaker is amazing. It's a small little speaker. It's got about 3 or 4 buttons on it, and you can do a lot of controls just from the speaker. I have used it, just sat it in the dash and used in the cup holder and used it while driving the truck, and it's loud enough to overcome the truck's noise. You can see the tiny speaker. It's about $29 to $30, and it's also waterproof and shockproof. It's a great little speaker. Okay, you can also get a more expensive one for $79 if you go through Costco, and you'll end up with a really good one. Great boom, great sound, and it will also overcome the noise of the truck, right? It's a great speaker. I have had so many people tell me that they've had so many Bluetooth speakers break. You got to get one that's durable. You got to get one that can stand the cold and the heat and the shaking of the truck. So you want to get one of these Eco X Gear Bluetooth speakers because they're just great. When I got mine, I got it from Costco. They had it on sale for $20, so I bought several of them. So I really got way too many, but it's a great speaker. I really, really love it, and I just can't say enough about it. But anyway, guys, that's my little tech talk this week. I figured I'd do a little talk about tech. We're going to do a lot more of this. Because in trucking, tech is needed because you don't want to get the boredoms. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com.